Episode 1329, You Are an Influencer.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day! Raise the roofs, sound the alarms. It is Friday! It's Confessions of an Upset Mama, and boy, how has your week been going? I'm just saying, it has been a long one. Jam-packed, great, but there are times that you're just like, woof. Well, today you need to know you are an influencer. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, did you know you are an influencer? Whether you're a mom, a CEO, a volunteer, or a wife, if you have breath, what you say matters. As a mom of five children, I never really thought about the conversations I would have along the way as they were growing up. You kind of dream about that fairy tale life, the white picket fence and Prince Charming and having however many children. I wanted twins and triplets. Go figure. Well, I kind of got that number. They just didn't come out twins and triplets. But they were all healthy and I take them and yes, they are my blessings. But we don't think about those conversations. What is life going to look like? What might happen? We don't even go down that road. All we do is think this fairy tale on this tall mountaintop, and this is how life is supposed to be. Have you ever been disappointed by it? If you're an influencer, you're going to be disappointed because we don't always know what we're getting into. And those conversations that we never thought about and that we didn't really expect, well, some of them maybe we did because, you know, my mom had them with me. But then what happens? Life happens. What are you to say when nothing is going right? What are you to say when everything is going right? Right or wrong, the feeling seems to be the same. Is what I'm saying really making a difference? Have you ever wondered that? Talking to your child, going, are they getting it? Am I talking too much? Did I say too much? Or am I talking too long? Maybe it's too loud. Are they really getting it in their thick skull? This is like the 556th time I've had to say this. Yeah, and you're probably going to say it another 1,200 times before they actually get it. I'm here to tell you with a resounding yes, 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 what you say really does make a difference. You are an influencer. We can be our worst enemies as a parent. We talk ourselves in circles about what we should have said or where our foot got stuck in our mouths. Life happens, but you must know you are an influencer. Your children can stare at you with no expression. You know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you? They can act like they're not listening, cross-eyed, arms crossed, whatever. It's just all cross, right? And they aren't listening. Or they might even try to cause a distraction to get you to be quiet. But in that moment, you are an influencer. Like I said earlier, this week has been jam-packed. Between interviews for me and the business and my own obligations. And then on top of that, all of the children are back in school. Yes, all of them. Now we have three officially full-time students in college. Oh my goodness. I think I just grew another lock of white hair. We have one high schooler and one middle schooler. And you know what? I'm left to fend for myself. It's me, Rhino the bulldog, and the kitty cats. Go figure, right? I'm sitting here going, oh, Lord, help me. They're all gone. Not that I don't have anything to do because I work from home. I have everything to do and then some. But in the quiet of the day, which isn't that quiet, not with the dog. He loves to make noise, especially when the mailman comes. But that's for another episode. The interruptions begin, right? Text here and there. Decisions need to be made with classes, drop or add. Extra studying is required. How to accomplish that without getting sick to your stomach and stressing out. They are calling on you. They're not even there in the house. And they're like, okay, mom, what should I do? Okay, I'm doing this, now what? And you're like, aren't you supposed to be out there in life and asking someone else? But they come back to you. You are an influencer. I know they may act at times that they don't need you, but you are needed. Your children look to you for guidance and wisdom. Now, don't laugh at that, because they look to you for that even when you don't feel wise. And for me, that can be a lot of days. So as the days draw closer together, because doesn't time move faster? Well, you know, yeah, it does. Don't be overwhelmed by being the perfect parent. Give them the gift of you. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Give them the gift of you. Now, wait, just 1 minute. What, you want me to give them the gift of me? That doesn't make any sense. Yes, it does. Because God gave you them. And in turn, He gives them you. You are the gift, and you need to give it to them, whether they want it or not. Because God has entrusted you with His child. Now, perfection is not what they're looking for, believe it or not. If they had to ask moms to fill out an application and say, okay, will you be the best mom ever? Fill out this application and I'll get back with you. Does God do that? No, He does not. And neither do the children. God says, I will prepare a way for you. I will teach you the ways. I will show you. So that in turn, you will return back to me. Perfection is not what they're looking for. And God does not command that of you. We command that of ourselves. Come on, own up to it. It's confession day. Lay it all out there on the line. You know I don't leave anything out for whatever. It is what it is. And we put that pressure on ourselves. And in turn, we do it to our children. But God doesn't command that of us. As a mom, as a dad, no. He expects us to be the best vessel when it comes to what He wants to teach them through us. There's a big difference. When you give them the gift of you, you are sharing a piece of your wisdom learned only through the path you've traveled. Yes, that is wisdom. You may not feel it at the time when you're in the trenches, but that's wisdom. Your experiences, your circumstances, your troubles, your celebrations, your challenges, that all brings wisdom in your life that God can use for the better of the children that you are raising. Is it perfect? No, it's not perfect. And you don't want it to be, because if you were perfect, how boring life would be. Think about it. You want that fairy tale, white picket fence up high on a mountaintop and all of this, and the children frolicking together with the sheep in the field and all of this jazz. Okay, paint whatever picture you want on that mountaintop. But if it was perfect all the time, you would be bored. And what would you learn from that? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. God doesn't expect perfection out of us. He wants to use us as a vessel. Let God perfect the words in which they hear. Yes, God draws out of the teacher exactly what the student needs to hear. It's pretty amazing. I know, because I've practiced it a few times on a few children, namely 5 children, and I've practiced on a few others. I've done so much teaching across the states, and it amazes me how each one that you come across, each person that you touch, each path that crosses, you are an influencer. So if you don't think that you're an influencer as a Sunday school teacher, oh, by golly, you are. If you don't think you're an influencer as a consumer in a grocery store, oh, you so are. Because the look you gave that lady that was in your way and you were kind of hurrying, scurrying, trying to get down the aisle to get in line out of the fast checkout line, oh, yeah, she took note. We all have those moments, the ones that say, well, I'm trying to have it all put together, but I really don't have it all put together. Right. We don't. And God doesn't expect that of us. But we have to be willing to let God draw out of us what he knows his children should hear. So I'll tell you a story. Our youngest, our G-man, he's been really struggling with anxiety and test. And it's not because we have high expectations, because we do for our children. We want them to do their best. It's not a comparison as to, oh, you have to get this or whatever. It's truly living up to what you're capable of doing. And all of us have different capabilities. So there's no measuring up to anyone. And we've really worked hard, myself and my husband, to try and make sure that that is understood by each individual child. But when we moved, as you've heard stories, probably too many, but when we moved, G-Man was like so not in his groove. And if you know him, you're like, oh man, that boy has got it. I mean, he does. He's just got that groove and he's a really cool kid. All my kids are cool kids, you know, but some of them just got the groove on and he's one who has it. But he lost it when we moved here and he really struggled with trying to figure out how to capture ways of studying, getting the grades he needed and balancing that out with kind of real life. And so we had a lot of long discussions. Sometimes it was him just crying out. I mean, flooding tears rolling down his face. And me standing there as his mom, kind of open arms going, I mean, and he doesn't want you to touch him, going, how can I help you? I mean, I felt, as a mom, I felt so helpless. Well, we began to talk through what he needed, tools and strategies. And I'm like, sweetheart, you've got to trust me on this. It's scary when you say that. Have you ever heard yourself saying that? You've got to trust me on this. And I think, what do we think about that when God says that to us, right? You got to trust me on this, Christiane. You're like, yeah, right. Sure. I'll get back to you if it works and the trust is there. Same goes for our child. You know they've got that second thought running through their head. Surely I'll trust you, Mom, if it works out. And so I would give him these studying tools and say, look, this is what you need to do. Let's focus right here only on this. Oh, and then in the morning when you're feeling anxious and your stomach is in knots and you feel like literally you're going to lose everything even though you have nothing in your stomach, which has absolutely happened that he's lost everything, but if you're eating, I'll save the details for another time. I said, you really need to just, you know, work on some breathing techniques. And we would go through all of this stuff that really was tools and strategies. And some of them worked like instantly. And others were like, Mom, you told me to trust me, but I'm not getting it. It's just not working. Well, new school year comes up. New teachers. He's the big game in town, right? Because he's the top of the class, well, at least in the school, middle school. You know, you're in eighth grade, so you are the upperclassman of the three grades there. And I believe his confidence was gaining. But then all of a sudden, man, a quiz came and knocked him right off his feet. He's like, Mom, seriously, I thought this was going to be a good year. Well, we went back to more tools and strategies and started working. And I kept telling him, son, remember, go pen to paper or pencil to paper, marker to paper, go write it down. You have a question, go write it down. You know the answer, go write it down. I don't want you typing it on your tablet. I don't want you typing it on your laptop. You need to physically write it down. So we go and head off to back to school night, which really it's not back to school night. It's more of here for an hour and a half, we're going to put you in school like your students are, and we're going to run you through their entire day. And that's what we did. So we started out in homeroom and then we went through all their six periods. We didn't go to lunch though, so there was no eating, no snacks. Darn, we missed the snacks. But we got to see everything that happened. And we got to this one class, and she said, I believe in technology, but I believe more in pen to paper and pencil to paper. And I just was listening, and I was like, okay, this is great, because this is a class that he could use a little extra help in. I'm like, I wonder if he's getting this. I don't say anything, you know, because it's quiet time. Mama's not supposed to be talking. The teacher's talking, so mama is quiet. And I'm listening. Well, nothing else happens. We go through the whole schedule. We're on our way home. He's telling me how things are going. He's like, Mom, I do have some really great teachers. I said, you do, sweetheart. You are blessed. You really do. You've got some brand new teachers fresh out of school. And then you have some that are so seasoned that maybe you wish they weren't there, but they know their stuff and you're going to be glad that they're there. They have wisdom that no one else does. And I said, you have an incredible team of teachers that are working on your behalf. So we just kind of finished driving our way home. Next thing you know, we're in the kitchen. I'm getting prepped for dinner because it was a later night than normal. And he says, Mom, you know what? I want you to know what you were telling me, you know, when we moved here and I was having some problems. You always told me, go write it down. Pen to paper or pencil to paper. Go write it down. He goes, Mom, I get it. There's something about it. I love writing it down. It makes it stick. And you know, my teacher, and he went on and on and on. Now, did I ever hear a thank you? No. But all I needed to hear was that he got it. God draws out of the teacher exactly what the student needs to hear. You don't have to know it all because God knows it all before you. But you have to be willing to let God work through you. Parenting is leadership in the home. You are an influencer. Whether you want to be called that or not, you are an influencer. So I want to give you three things that are going to help you in order to really give your children the gift of you. Number one, stand tall. Know that your child does hear. No, not every word. But God will connect the dots when your child is ready. You may not see what you are planting, but know that at some point, those dots will be connected and growth will be experienced and your child will blossom from it. So stand tall. Number two, speak in love. Be firm with your voice, but gentle in spirit. A child shuts himself or herself down when it comes to this voice of attacking. You're so wrong. No matter what you do, you're not enough. When you begin to speak like that to your child, they've tuned you out. They're finished. They're mad at you and they don't care what you have to say. However, as a parent, we are to discipline our children. We are to tell them where they need to go, what they need to be doing for their benefit. So speak in love. Be firm with your voice. So that tone, it can be firm, but it doesn't have to be angry and mad and loud and just this yelling and I'm right and you're so wrong. And be gentle in spirit. They need to feel as if you are wrapping your arms around them. However, they also need to know that you mean business. And that's hard to do, but you can do it with practice. So speak in love. And finally, number three, be confident knowing you are doing your best. It's not easy being a parent. It's the most challenging job you will ever have. Yet it's the most rewarding. Now, I know you've heard that before, but I really want you to pray about that and ask God to come in and say, you know what, Lord, I want you to show me where I'm falling short in my parenting. Where can I speak more in love? Where can I be more confident knowing that I am doing my best so then my child feels like they are doing their best? And help me to stand tall knowing that He's got this. He does hear what I say. He may not connect all the dots yet. That's a big Y-E-T yet. But he will when he's ready. You know, as your children grow up, it doesn't get easier. Trust me, I've got grown up ones now, and I'm just like, oh Lord, I'm on my knees more than when I was when they were little. And that's where God wants us. As a parent, he wants us on our knees, asking for his help and his guidance, so that what is said and what we do as a parent is a light that shines brighter than the light that we could ever shine on our children ourselves. It's God's light. Let him work through you. I must say that there are times I wish I could hang up my hat as a parent, because I do. I feel like a failure. I feel like I don't know how my mom did it. There are days that I'm like, I don't know how in the world I even got through it. But it only takes a moment. And I'm talking literally 3.5 seconds of a moment. When your child gets something that you've been trying to get them to get, you're like, yes, it's the best fireworks show in your heart ever. So don't give up as a parent. Don't be discouraged. Parenting is the toughest job in the world. You just have to ask God. He knows. Maybe you are struggling with parenting. It's not easy, but when you can have someone come beside you and help you in that journey, it makes it a little easier and it feels a little safer when you're having to try new things, new tools, new strategies. If that's you, I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. We will set up a time where you and I can chat specific to your life's circumstance. I cannot wait to hear from you. You know, I wondered, honestly, what I should chat about this fine, wonderful Friday for Confessions of an Upset Mama. I asked my husband, I said, "Hun, I'm stuck." And sometimes I'll have a theme, or I'll have a Bible verse, I'll have something that hit me, a story. But this one was like, Lord, I don't know. I feel like there is just so much going on that I'm floundering in my own life. And how can I claim to be a great parent? How can I show someone else? How can I personally be a better parent? Sometimes we don't celebrate ourselves enough. And today, you need to know that you are an influencer, that with every step you take, it leads to miles of greatness for your child. What you do doesn't go unnoticed. What you say matters. So start today. Go out, live, love, and impact on all your special heavenly blessings. I love you so much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.